Hey, thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23 is our passage today. I'm going to read it and make a few comments. Each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. They were surrounded by everything they could ever want, everything they could ever need. In paradise, Adam was given just one command: don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The warning was clear. Disobedience would bring death. Adam and Eve succumbed to the tempter, and consequently, sin flows throughout humanity. Scripture says, in Adam, all die. But things are different with Jesus. He entered the world of death in order to die. He gave himself up as a perfect sacrifice. He paid sin's penalty once and for all. On the third day, he rose from the dead, conquering death itself forever. Jesus is the first fruits. That is, he's the one who blazes the trail for all who follow him. Just as his body was raised from the dead, those who trust in him by faith will be raised at his second coming. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to him. The true believer moves from life to death to life. One day, our souls will be absent from our bodies, present with the Lord. Then, think about it, at the second coming, our bodies in resurrected form will be raised from the grave, rejoined with our souls, and forever be with the Lord. The resurrection of Jesus is the pledge that our resurrection follows. In a couple days, I'll be standing at a graveside with a family here from our church. And being at a grave and the burial is there's such finality there, and it's a really, really hard time as the grief process continues or really begins. But at the cemetery, we always talk about this: one day, this person's soul is already with the Lord because they knew Jesus. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. The person, as we know them, are with the Lord. Then one day, because of Jesus, at his coming, those who belong to Christ will be raised as well. That person that we are now bearing, the body of the person we are bearing, one day when Jesus comes again, that body will be resurrected from the grave. Think about that. All through the world, all through history, every person who has died in Christ, their body raised to an eternal resurrected body. Man, what a thought, what a truth, what a day, as the song says, what a day that will be. Remember our passage, but each to his own order, Christ the first fruits, he's raised first, and then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Father, thank you for the pledge of our resurrection confirmed by the resurrection of Jesus. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.